We are back from executive session to regular session. Next agendized item is with Jonas Argus, Taney County Business Development Partnership. Update, introduction. Jonas, it's all yours.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Timing worked out well that we have Luke Holtschneider with us, the project manager for our region from the Missouri Department of Economic Development. We're doing a little familiarization tour yesterday and today. Yesterday we were over on the southwestern side of the county, went out to the airport, saw Hollister, did a few things over there. Today we're going over to Taneyville, going through Rockaway and Merriam Woods and Bull Creek, and have a meeting here at Forsyth in just a little bit. So
while you're doing that, stay out of the creeks.
Oh yeah, I heard. I've been informed that we need to be wary of our travels, so we'll do that. But like I said, the timing was good to have this update while Luke was here, to give him, put a name with some faces and get him to, you know, it's a lot of stuff that we talk about that he now can have an actual mental picture because he's been there. So just to get going, I want to update you on the Enhanced Enterprise Zone. Last time we were here, we presented the map, but we currently have one project that's been submitted to the state for application. It doesn't entail any local property tax abatement at this time. It'd be strictly a state sales tax issue. So just wanted to let you know that we're in that process. We have two other potential projects that are looking at looking to apply for the Enhanced Enterprise Zone, but they've not made up their mind yet if they're going to do that. So I'd mention those just to let you know that there has been some inquiry and there is interest in utilizing the zone, so that's a positive. What we're working heavily on now are three things, and I'll touch on those real quickly. If you'll remember, the University of Northern Iowa did our three-year plan for us late last summer. They are currently going through a process of a targeted industry analysis where they're looking at the county, our workforce demographics, our site assets, and to help us identify those linkages that we can expand on and develop our marketing strategy from a business attraction standpoint. What industries or businesses are we set up for to go after, basically? So we'll have those deliverables back to us, I'd say no later than mid-May, and then we'll share those with all the stakeholders and the partners at that time. We were also, in the meantime of doing that, we were one of three communities that was selected by the Missouri Partnership to do a site selection competitive assessment study. Due to the fact that we have the Branson Commerce Park, the application for a certified site is in with the state. And then also, and I'll mention here briefly, the certified work-ready communities. The fact that we are engaged in those processes made us eligible to participate in this co-op with Missouri Partnership. They're utilizing a consulting firm by the name of Insight out of Greer, South Carolina. And on May 22nd and 23rd, they will come in and we'll do a two-day session of tabletop exercises of how we respond to requests for information as a group, how our community responds and performs in that process. So basically, we're going to treat it as live site selection opportunities, with us being in the final three in that process. It's a win-win-win for us. We get practice, basically. It gets our assets to a national site selection, so they're familiar with what we have, so they'll have it in their files, and it allows the community to see how this process works and how, when we get this opportunity, how it's going to work for us. So just know that there'll be a community presentation during that piece, and you might want to pencil in your calendars for May the 23rd. I believe that's a Thursday, but they're the second day of that process, they will present to all the stakeholders. So once we have the target industry analysis done, and then added to that the site selection competitive assessment, then we will formulate our business attraction strategy based off those targeted industries and business linkages. We will then identify trade shows. You know, we'll go out and use our relationships to find the site selection or site selectors and consulting firms that work in those niches. We'll engage with them, and then one of the things we will do is host a FAM tour, not unlike you know, the tourism industry does with travel writers and sports writers for whatever. But we'll bring in, you know, hopefully a group of 10 to 12 to 15 of them and tour the county and show them all the things that correspond with the target industry analysis. Again, make them aware of what we have so when they get opportunities and leads for their clients, we're on their radar. And then the other part, like I said, is going to trade shows, going to specific site selectors in their areas, in their hometowns, and engage with them there as well. So that'll set up our marketing program, so to speak, for our attraction side of the effort. So that's been dominating the time here recently. The certified work-ready communities, I've mentioned that before. I've brought a copy of the frequently asked questions that you could review at your leisure. In a nutshell, it is a process that gives us quantifiable evidence of the skill sets of our labor force. Missouri is one of the first states in the nation to participate in the program. Jasper County, Missouri, just happened to be the first county in the United States that met all their goals and are now a certified work-ready communities. They had a little bit of a head start. They have a real sharp gentleman over there by the name of Jason Jones that runs their WIB, their Workforce Improvement Board. And each county, which is established by ACT, each county has a set goal of how many tests that need to be taken by either emerging workforce, existing workforce, or transitioning workforce. Emerging being graduates of high school or colleges or tech schools. Existing is people that are employed, and transitioning are the unemployed. So we have a total of 300. I'm rounding about 330 tests that need to be taken, and we need 97 businesses supporting the effort. It's an application process with the state. We have established our steering committee, which is part of the process. We will probably not submit an application until probably towards the end of this summer, early fall, just to make sure that we've got a little bit of a head start, because once that two-year clock starts, you've got to hit your goals in that 2 years. You'll be a work-ready community in process, but you need to hit those goals by the end of those 2 years. And by doing that, we'll catch two graduation cycles, because the emerging workforce is like 160 tests. And so we need to make sure that we're engaged with the school systems, that they're willing to help us out with that. And we've started that process. So we've got two representatives from school systems on that steering committee. So it's looking good. We're going to get through these other things first. There's no timeline or deadline to participate. You know, we could wait till next year. But we want to make sure that we're set up good to achieve those goals before we submit that application. Because like I said, once the application's in, we have 2 years to hit those goals. Now we can pad up until then. Everything we do now is counting. You know, we've got like 50 some tests on the book, so we only need, you know, another 280 or so. But it's it'll be a good thing to have. You know, workforce development, talent attraction, and talent retention are big on the radar right now when it comes to economic development. So we'll get more information on that through our sites or our targeted industry analysis as well, a much more deeper dive on what our labor force and labor shed looks like. Working several projects, don't want to mention them by name, but we have 2 to 3 viable projects in Hollister. We're working with Merriam Woods and or Walnut Shade on a project that's been lingering for about a year or so, a retail project. Got a couple things going on over here in Forsyth, existing businesses that are looking to expand or add locations. So there is activity. We had a gentleman come into the office early this week. We did not give them any assistance on the front end, but based off what the community is doing and what the partnership, the efforts of the partnership, gave him and his son the confidence to start a new business here in Taney County. So we'll look to help them moving on down the road. But that's a real quick overview, real brief. I know we've got a full schedule today, and so I'd be happy to answer any questions or concerns at this time.
I'm not sure that Mr. Jones's name was the presentation that we had at the Southwest Missouri Commissioners meeting last Friday with Webb.
Jones? Oh, Jason Jones, yeah. I bet you his name.
You remember the guy that made the presentation, but anyway.
Rob O'Brien.
I believe that was Rob. Anyway, nice presentation. Went in through how the program was set up, the test, all these things.
On the CWRC?
Had a good meeting explaining all that to all the commissioners of Southwest Missouri.
Great.
And also, OTC, when you talk about locations for, will they be completed in time to be of any benefit for the testing?
Yeah, we actually have an OTC representative on the steering committee.
Okay. I thought about that and thought about asking him that whenever we were up there. But,
Sherry Coker, I work closely with her at the Springfield office, but Sterling Huff is the rep for Taney County now that sits on that steering committee and will help us with the CWRC.
Without going too deep into it, the conversation that you and I had about a project that was of great interest to all of Southwest Missouri, not only Taney County, although it lies in Taney County.
Sure.
Has there been any progress upon that situation?
The discussion continues with Dr. Elliott at Missouri State.
He's aware of what we're trying to do there?
No, I'll make him aware. He might be aware of the program. We haven't discussed it yet.
All right.
But, yes, the conversation continues with Dr. Elliott, and that program is started in Greene and Christian County. And so the idea then is to help us help him expand it into Taney County.
Into Taney County. Okay.
And he was very interested regarding the site that you and I discussed before. So that continues. I don't have it's not progressed from the last time I talked to you.
Okay. All right. I just getting an update here
while
we were talking.
I thought I had that individual's name, Danny, but I don't have it down here.
That was a good presentation that they had there.
Yeah, if it was CWRC, it was probably either Jason Jones or Rob O'Brien, who's the president of the Joplin Chamber, or it could have been somebody from the state chamber.
Who's that got on your? Did you get a card with that Webb?
I thought I did, but I went through what you had in this packet that I
sent. Our Webb board is going through a process of hiring a director, and so once that's in place, that's going to help.
This guy worked out of Joplin.
It's got to be Jason Jones.
Made the presentation. So.
And they've got is the summit?
Yeah.
It was this week.
Just did.
It was this Tuesday, actually, over there. You know, one of the things they pushed for, and I apologize for getting off track, was a lot of and a number of summer employees that we might may or may not be interested in. We need to chat about that too.
One thing that that you know that I visited with you, Jonas, about a lot is the taking advantage of our assets as far as the airport and the rail and everything being all in that general location of trying to promote that particular area, and that Taney County has a large investment in trying to promote those areas, and we're very interested in trying to help whatever we can do to take advantage of those assets. I mean, they're out there. They need to be activity in along those lines as far as economic development. Very few places have both of them connected that close. I mean, if you get into your larger cities like Springfield and this and that, but for us to have it running right through our towns and our area where our airport is a great asset. And as we listen to in this same presentation, economic development and the new transportation proposal that they're going to be putting the tax on for, there's such a large amount of money that's going to go into rail transport
and multimodal,
not just the roads. And so while we have that particular advantage now, that's what I would like to see, something go in that area that was a workforce related industry that could promote the whole corner over there and take advantage of it.
What we did yesterday with Luke was we toured the airport. We actually went around the perimeter. He's now seen the north side of the runway where the rail is, the western side of the runway where the rail is between 86 and the airport. We were actually on the VIP hill when one of the Southwest planes landed. So he has a very good familiarization with that area now. You know, and to expand on that a little bit, Dave Nichols is now the director of MoDOT. We met with him last week and had the opportunity to visit with him, and Rick actually was able to have dinner with him and Joe Carmichael, who's the chairman of the state highways was
Highway Transportation Commission.
The Transportation Commission. So those discussions are being had at a very high level, and you know, rail access is one of the missing links that could really elevate us to a next level, because we have all the complementary assets. We just need a rail spur.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, and we need
best
access to be able to transport containers, and that would elevate the marketability and the attractiveness of that airport on an international scale. You know, we could take advantage of the foreign trade zone. You know, we've got the enhanced enterprise zone. We need rail access, plain and simple.
Huge piece of the puzzle that we need in this area.
Yes, sir. Right. You're right.
And the spurs that you're talking about, they've talked about rail spurs ever since I've been in office over here, and one was to the mountain, which was the primary talk for a while. And now that the airport is in, one or the other, anything that we could do to get a rail spur off of that to start the development of the businesses that are needed, it would be great. It'd be a great opportunity for Taney County.
One of my hopes in working through this site selection competitive assessment is that in the findings they will say, rail is what you need. Mm-hmm. So that way we have it in writing from an out of town expert that we can say, okay, it's not just us yelling and screaming that. This is how we perform, and this is one piece of the puzzle that keeps us from performing at a higher level. So,
Rick, do you have some comments?
No. Yes. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to give you guys an update. I appreciate Luke's being here with us. Apologize for being late. Commissioner Williams and I spent some quality time at Coon Creek where we couldn't swim, so we had to go back around. So, at any rate, I think the things we're talking about here, Commissioner, you and I have talked about getting some stakeholders together. I've got some work done on that for you. I've got the stakeholders list. I do a bit of a narrative, and I should have that maybe in this week. As Jonas has talked about, we've been preoccupied with getting some other things done. But I'm very positive, and I think there's a lot of people very positive about the economic direction of Payne County. And I think that's huge. Also, too, you guys have probably heard me say this before, but my dream is that someday before I retire, everybody in Taney County can get behind one effort and push it forward. I think rail access may be that exact effort that everybody in the county can agree on. We need that rail access. We all get together and be advocates for a project. The the rail to the mountain, initially when the mountain was there, it was a grocery. It was actually designed to be grocery storage and supply storage. As that's migrated to a data center, that rail spur could now be reprioritized to that airport rail spur. So I think we do have a high priority with that air rail highway integration. And again, the County Transportation Advisory Board does have that connector to the rail and to the airport as a priority on their matrix of their evaluation. So a very lot of positive things, and we appreciate the bench's leadership in helping, because it's obviously the sponsor organization to keep the partnership going. One thing also that I see is the partnership continues to grow with the addition of Cox Medical Center Branson, and they would anticipate Mercy would join. Huge partners bring a lot to the table. So it shows that there's a relevance and that people are interested in what's going on. And I will tell you, we have meetings all over, the next one to Taneyville, and they've been well attended. You know, sometimes organizations form and they dwindle away. That has not been the case with partnership. Partnership has continued to grow, and partners have been engaged and been very positive. So.
Yeah, last year at this time, I think we had, I don't know if we had reached our 10th business sector partner yet. We at least, I know we had at least 9. We may have had 10 by now. We're now up to 16, and the total funding from those 16 businesses is $83,500 annually. So the business sector, which at that time, I wouldn't have admitted it then. That was one of the questions when I took the position. Can we get the business sector support? Because we just started with the public sector saying, okay, we'll lead the way, but they need to participate, and they've exceeded my expectations, quite frankly, and the level of funding. So,
I would apologize if this was already talked about before I arrived, but Ms. Carol Shoemaker, who was instrumental in helping us with the Enhanced Enterprise Loan application, was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer and passed away very shortly thereafter.
A week ago, 2 weeks ago today.
We're all pretty stunned about that. Lou was the one that kept us in the loop on that. So we're sorry to share that with everybody, but it was an unexpected situation. And the work that we did with her, she was vibrant and engaged and part of the house's success.
She was so enthused about coming down and helping us because she was able to look for property down here around her home country, you know, after she retired. And a few months later, it wasn't how it worked out. So.
Rick, when stakeholders talk about, or municipalities talk about different avenues to pursue funding, has there ever been any discussion regarding a national consulting firm, lobbying firm? I don't know that the county has ever entered into those discussions, but I know some counties that are utilizing some well-known firms in Washington that are very successful, not only in bringing extra dollars into their communities and into their counties, but pursuing legislation that helps. And there's some areas certainly that I think we could take a hard look at.
I believe that we're not there to dream, because it just has been so far out of reach to the past. There's not been a mechanism that has gotten the bedrock foundation established of a three-year direction of enhanced enterprise zone, a targeted industry analysis, something to provide those consultants with the tools they would need to be successful. So engaging them to do homework on the foundation, when truly that ball is in our court,
yes,
seemed to not be the right thing to do. But now we're starting to get emerge, that foundation is going to emerge, and I think that we're better postured to do that. Now, certainly we are actively engaged with the Missouri Partnership, and they are promoting the state as a state, not just Hand County. But I will tell you, in this site selection competition, Taney County being selected as the rural county for the state to participate in that, and Joe Jonas has received a scholarship for some of his professional development education, and there's a third item that we have been compared to the rest of the state and emerged as the state's choice, or these organizations that support these different things, their choice for that speaks highly to the fact that we are moving towards that, and I do believe in our future that would be a wise look. One of the things that's working very well in economic development right now are YouTube videos, and they're really aimed at the 20-somethings and the businesses that are looking to attract the 20-somethings. And we have not produced anything like that with Taney County, but when you get a professional consulting firm and you get a few of these other pieces, I think that is a piece that is essential for the not-too-distant future next step. If we can get this larger stakeholders meeting across the county and create that 20-year direction that most everybody can get behind, compare that with the things that the partnership is currently doing, it's going to be very powerful. We're not going to waste energy. We're not going to be at cross purposes when people are moving forward and doing things if we can all channel that so that every dollar spent is spent wisely rather than some of them being redone, reworked, and then repurposed, that kind of thing. So, I think that's a long answer to the fact that we do need to do that in the future. Have we done that in the past? No. But it is part of the future.
A couple of things I'll touch on there. The site selection competitive assessments, that was a competition. We had to apply, and we were one of three communities in the state to be able to do this deal. And if we hadn't done all the things we've done to this point, we would not be considered. So, Cy Murray made a good point the other day, that we're now in the game, where before we were on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm. One other thing, it came to mind, the Missouri partners are doing some photographic
that's right,
material,
that's true. Yeah.
And we have been selected as a community to participate with the Missouri partners. Now, the reality of that is not only will they provide us professional quality economic development photographs from across the county that we can use in our materials, but they will have that. Well, I guess if I was the Missouri Partners, would I use material that I have this quality material, or would I go out and seek different material? So I'm going to say
it's a co-op deal.
Postured, and that was through the effort of the enhanced visibility and the efforts of the partnership that they're doing. And the relationships, you guys know this better than anybody, relationships are key to moving these things forward. That's happening.
What we've done is we've made ourselves presentable, so to speak. Ryan Mooney, who's the Director of Economic Development for the Springfield Chamber, who runs in charge of, who supervises Jeff Seifert, who runs SREP, the Springfield Region Economic Partnership. Ryan is the President of the Missouri Economic Development Council this year. So his efforts helped us get the scholarship for me to go to OUEDI, which is Oklahoma University of Oklahoma's Economic Development Institute. His help, we got the photo op through his help. So with that, again, just to say that we're in the game, we're doing all the right things. It's getting noticed from our peers. You know, from the legislative standpoint, we focus strictly on Jeff City for the time being, not to say that we couldn't expand out to the federal level. One thing that Luke and I talked about it on the way over here is our Southwest Missouri Council of Governments, SIMCOG. The regional planning districts typically or traditionally have access to EDA funding, whereas our local group has not, for whatever reason, haven't been actively pursuing those opportunities. I spoke with Jane Hood recently and questioned, said, listen, I heard from a cohort over in Houston, Missouri that we need to be looking at EDA funding. So she goes, yes, we're retooling our efforts and how we look at things and what we're doing as a group. So that is on the radar. So I said, well, that's good. I would like to be at the front of the line to help you or help you help us when it comes to EDA opportunities. So
good.
Go ahead.
One other thing that I know that you serve on the transportation board, our local transportation board. Are they engaged in the possibility of partnership or looking at economic development where their projects are at now? Is there more of an are they looking together at what we might produce that would be an economic development boost for Tanga County?
Absolutely. We are very fortunate on that board to have a District 5 representative. Mr. Ron Newman is a longtime rail executive at the national level. And so he has taken up a leadership role in rail attraction, both freight and passenger rail. And he's done a great deal. He was instrumental in helping me get Ms. Christy Jamison, the state rail manager, that wrote the 20-year rail plan down here to speak to the Department of Progress and the Transportation Board. Also, too, those that interchange at 86 that's on, that creates that rail-air integration, the entire board has supported that. So in many of these efforts, whether it's the partnership, whether it is the Transportation Advisory Board, whether it's any of the other boards, they're doing a very challenging balancing act. And that balancing act is this: simultaneously with trying to create a future, they're trying to deliver on the ground jobs, business attraction, business retention. Because the fear in any of those boards is always the fact that somebody comes up and says, what are you doing? Where's the businesses? Or where is the roads? Or where is the this or the that? When in fact, there truly is businesses and there truly is roads. But there's also simultaneously things that will posture and postures for success in the future. What will happen with this curve is we'll be going along and we'll actually be making progress, but as these tools become available, that progress will ramp up very, very sharply. And that's been the experience of other counties and other partnerships that have done this. Taney County has become high visibility in economic development in southwest Missouri. And that's not always been the case, but other partnerships are patterning. Other partnerships are calling Jonas or I or others all the time saying, what are you guys doing and how's that working? I'm not sure how many counties Luke has been to visit yet, but I would suspect in southwest Missouri we're one of the first ones to get that kind of attention. And Jonas and I met with Luke at his office in Jefferson City to do this soon after he was assigned a new area that encompassed us. And so a lot of positive things, but again, ask the bench of support and making sure that everybody knows there is a great deal of heavy lifting that's going on, even though it may not appear just to be new employment figures today or whatever. But the things that are going on are very critical, and there are new employment figures that are directly attributable to the efforts of the partnership. All the way from working immediately following the establishment of partnership with Tornado businesses so that they didn't just fold up and could not move forward and work with University Extension. All of those types of things, in addition to the Enhanced Enterprise Zone, as Jonas Reed was coming in, that there's a lot of businesses that aren't going to take advantage of that and look at that. The airport has been the first one that's got the preliminary nod, but there will be others shortly following. So, I think, at least from my perspective, this is a positive type of a situation, and again, appreciate everybody's support. If we can produce a product with a countywide stakeholders meeting where we can get everybody moving in a direction, I think that'll be positive and powerful too. So, a lot of good things going on.
Yeah, I believe that the meeting that we're discussing, that the opportunity for everybody to have an idea of what everybody else is doing. So that way, at least we don't hinder each other's efforts because we don't know what the other ones want to do. I think that'd be a big gain, just so everybody is aware. And I think we're going to find a lot more complementary things that, oh, I didn't know they were doing that. We could help them with that.
With the growth in the area and talk about a new bridge across down here, the east-west corridor, project that's already been paid for, but the county has a complete engineering layout of that road and maybe an extension with a new bridge and out north of town with the F Highway intersection and the improvements of the roads out that way. I can kind of see the whole system coming around, and if there's any new monies available from MoDOT or any other organization that could help sponsor those initiatives, would be something that I think we're headed in the right direction. I mean, they're going to have things done that are necessities, they're not wants or their needs, and they're going to have to be done. This bridge down here is something that I think they've got scheduled for 2017 or something like that, but as we progress forward, we've already got these other things paid for, the airport system with the talk with Branson Creek developers or their company that wanted to come into BB Highway or come into a road that intersected with a new road. That's big. I mean, if they're willing to, private investment is willing to help in those areas to open up a road that would be like an east-west corridor through. I mean, that's great. If we already got it, we've already got it paid for, so those are the things that are of interest to me. Transportation as a whole, ever since I've been here, has been a main topic of discussion. So.
I had an opportunity to talk with Mr. Tom Layton, the representative of the Layton family, about some zoning issues, and we were talking about rezoning his, the bulk of his property from residential to agricultural. And he came in and represented his family and said, no, we don't want her to make it agricultural. And I said, well, why not? He said, because we're on board with the East-West Corridor Road. Well, that was something that was kind of shocking to me because it hasn't been top of mind stuff to a lot of people for a while, but the schools have purchased a big chunk of land from Mr. Bowman, and it would be the intersection with BB Highway would be on the Hauser schools. They have platted, dedicated that right of way for a period of 10 years that said they would reserve that without putting it into their building plans in hopes of the road. Well, you get the schools portion there, you get the Layton's portion there. Mr. Rittenhouse has told us in the past that he would allow us to build a bridge over right there, and then the rest of that is almost wholly owned bank. The Hendersons have a little piece of it. They're on board. We can almost now get to BB Highway if we had all the other pieces. And that hasn't always been the case, but this goes along with these ideas that as we lay those foundations, sometimes it takes a little while for everybody to get their mind around how that's all going to work and how they're going to fit into it. And I think this is a case in point. And so there's another piece, as there is across a broad cross-section. Kirbyville is getting central water and sewer collection. We talked about protecting some capacity in the Turkey Creek wastewater plant and doing some west wastewater plant look and a comprehensive look to make sure that all the stuff fits together. And then, of course, on to East County, America's Best Bagging, some of the national enzyme things that are going on. Forsyth has had a variety of small businesses that are either relocating or upgrading or coming to town. So I think there's a lot of things. And then when you hear Marion Woods and the Walnut Shade have a possible retail project that continues to look and shop them, I think there's a lot of positive things.
The gentlemen have questions?
No, I'd just like to thank Jonas for coming over and giving the update. And the project that him and I have been discussing for some time, it'd be quite exciting for the entire Southwest Missouri region, with Taney County being the major beneficiary of that project. And it's something that Northwest Arkansas and everywhere would be interested in.
Well, next week I'll make it a point to try to get Dr. Elliott come down here and have a visit and do a site visit.
And Taney County is Luke's sole county now, is that right? So
one of 40? Is that what you want? Make sure you have that on record.
Oh, 40. One of 40.
Yeah.
That's
40-ish.
That's a lot of geography to cover.
But when he leaves around 2 o'clock today, he will have a much more full knowledge of what Taney County is all about than what he had at 10 o'clock yesterday morning.
Seeping out of my ears. I've learned so much over the past day.
It's a very nice way to put it.
I'm going to go take a nap.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for the update.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments today. And we appreciate you. Gentlemen, very quickly, are we free until 11? Is that when the exec session starts? Mm-hmm. Let's stand in recess until 11 o'clock, at what time we will meet in the conference room upstairs for executive session.